I'm presenting on the prevalence and predictors of self-reported skin disease among farm workers. And I'd like to acknowledge the other authors of this. This was a part of a larger study to look at also medically diagnosed skin disease and predictors of that as well. We're focusing on self-reported skin disease in this presentation because we thought that was important, since those are the skin problems that bothered the farm workers enough that they told us, yes, I've had these symptoms. And we think that may be a better predictor than medically diagnosed skin disease of quality of life. So for this presentation, I'll review the study design and methods. Then we'll go over cumulative prevalence of the most common self-reported skin problems. We'll look at what predicted those skin problems, and then provide recommendations of interventions and policy changes that might be made to improve farm workers' skin health. This was a cohort study design. We followed 304 farm workers across the 2005 agricultural season. We used a structured questionnaire that was administered in Spanish in all cases, and the pieces of that questionnaire that are pertinent to this presentation were a skin problem checklist and personal background and work exposure questions. And we had 45 randomly selected residential sites or camps, and they were selected from a 9-county area working with 3 community clinics and service provider agencies. And their outreach workers helped us reach the camps. And we followed each participant from 1 to 5 times at 3-week intervals across the season. So they were re-interviewed as often as possible. We did have some leave the area and were lost to follow-up. We ended up with 1,048 data points in this data set. And the outcomes we're looking at are the self-reported skin problems, and we looked at dichotomous presence-absence of foot fungus or tinea pedis, sunburn, bumps, pimples, or acne, itching, rash, and nail fungus. And the predictors that we looked at were work characteristics, and all the predictors we looked at were self-report within the 7 days previous to the date of the interview. We looked at the job tasks of planting, cultivating, topping tobacco, harvesting, and curing tobacco. And topping tobacco is cutting the flower off the top of the plant, and a lot of times they administer something called sucker dope, which is a powdered chemical to prevent the flower from regrowing. And wearing a rain suit, and the rain suits are worn primarily during tobacco harvest in the mornings when there's dew on the leaves. And the farm workers wear this to prevent the water from soaking their clothes and allowing nicotine to penetrate their skin, because that can cause nicotine poisoning and vomiting and diarrhea and anemia and anorexia, and is very bothersome to the farm workers. So they'll wear rain suits. And as you can see, they're rubber and not breathable. And wearing wet shoes or clothes. And the environmental characteristic, we looked at ultraviolet index as reported in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we averaged that across the 7 days. We looked at cumulative prevalence, and we looked at the counts and frequencies calculated on presence across the season. So that was presence of absence of each symptom at any of the interviews across the agricultural season. And we used multivariate logistic regression for each outcome. And we corrected those logistic regression models for the multiple observations per person and multiple participants per residential site. Where was I? Okay, and the characteristics, this was a relatively young population. Almost 50% were 30 or younger. Fairly low educational attainment. Almost 90% had ninth grade or lower education. Self-rated health was good or better, 57%. 43% reported their health as fair or poor. 63% reported that they had an H-2A visa, and this is a temporary worker visa that allows them to work in agriculture with a specific grower for an agricultural season. And 15% reported a history of hay fever or asthma. The most prevalent skin problems that farm workers reported were Foot fungus and sunburn, both of those were reported at 59%, and again, this is at any point across the season. 40 to 50% reported rash, bumps, pimples, or acne, or itching at any point, and 30 to 39% reported having nail fungus. The predictors that we identified for sunburn were having harvested any crop, having topped tobacco, having cured tobacco, having worn a rain suit, and a low ultraviolet index was was protective of sunburn. And then bumps, pimples, and acne predictors were working in wet shoes or clothes and working with cucumbers. And for rash, working in wet shoes or clothes was a predictor of that. For itching, working with cucumbers was a fairly strong predictor. Planting any crop, cultivating any crop, working in wet shoes or clothes was a very strong predictor at 4.57 odds ratio. And wearing a rain suit was also close, it was 2.77. And nail fungus, wearing a rain suit was a predictor of nail fungus. And that, we think, is indicative of working in a moist setting. That was a question that some of my colleagues said, why is that a predictor? And that's what we think, is that they're working wet shoes, because the rain suit doesn't cover the shoes, could foster fungal infection. So our recommendations for interventions that could be used to decrease the prevalence of these skin conditions for itching, rash, bumps, pimples, and acne, we think providing gloves and breathable long sleeve shirts, and encouraging workers to change the clothes when they're wet, providing waterproof clothing that breathes, because if they're in those rubber rain suits, they're sweating, they're hot, they're already working in 80, 90 degree heat, and that can cause heat rash and other skin irritations. Also, just wet clothing causes more friction on the skin and can be irritating. And if they have time to change clothes after getting wet from working in the crops and dew or from sweat, then that may reduce the incidence of itching and rash. For fungal infections, we think educating workers on the fact that moist environments can contribute to fungal infections, and also because farm workers live in settings where many farm workers share the same bathing facilities, bathrooms, and don't usually have cleaning schedules, we think that talking about hygiene and how fungal infections are spread, encouraging workers to wear shower shoes that they don't share with others, would also help to prevent this or reduce the spread of fungal infections. And as I mentioned, establishing cleaning schedules. We've talked to a few outreach workers who've talked to camps where the growers have the workers do a cleaning schedule where everyone is assigned a certain cleaning task, and that really helps with the hygiene conditions in the camps. And then for sunburn, we believe that educating workers about sun protection and providing sunblock would do a lot to decrease sunburn